Good morning. I'm Micah.
I'm Nikki. Okay, good morning.
So today, I'm going to be, well, we're both going to be sharing our stories. And last time I was up here, I talked about how in the song it talks about giving yourself away, and I was talking about how I was very controlling of my own path, but I'm going to talk about something different today. I'll spare you. So, when my spiritual journey really started, well, I always grew up in a Christian household, you know. I'm going to use the phrase, some people don't like it, but they're not here today. I was a kingdom kid, you know. So I always knew, you know, the Jesus story. But after I heard my first cross study done by Josh Holt at a retreat, I decided to study the Bible with him, but I didn't really get that much out of it. And I'm going to be completely honest in front of the whole congregation. Me and Josh, we were in my basement, and we were on this really, really squishy, soft green couch. And, the eyes, they started to get heavy, you know. And Josh is drawing, like, the baptism diagram, and I was in another world. It was kind of, I'm very sorry to admit that, but it did happen, and I'm going to be totally honest. So I didn't really get much out of that study. I wasn't really focused, and my heart wasn't really in it, you know. So a couple of years later, I went to Swamp, and I was really inspired, and I came out with a new motivation to study the Bible, because at school, you see a lot of people searching for fulfillment in things that they shouldn't be, like relationships or substances, you know. A lot of things that aren't going to actually fulfill them in the end. And I wanted to help people fill this emptiness that they have inside constantly. And I knew that the only way was to introduce them to Jesus. But I didn't really know how to do that. And I started studying the Bible with Max Cole and Will Hong. And the first thing they really told me to do was read John 15. So I flipped over there and talked about the vine and the branches. And I was like, okay, Will. So Jesus is he's a plant, and I'm a part of that plant. That's pretty cool, I guess. But then I looked more closely, and I'm just going to read a little bit here. It says, "Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine, and neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me." And I realized that if I wanted to help other people find Jesus, then I needed to become part of the vine, and I wasn't. So I started studying, and as summer came to an end, I started studying with Fenton and Kinson, and it was really amazing, and my heart was changed, because unlike the first time I studied, I let the word really like impact me, and I got a lot more out of it, and I made sure to stay awake. I got coffee every time. I come home after school super tired, and I'm like, Mom, before we go, need to get a coffee. So I was awake the entire time. And after studying, thank you for vouching for me. After going through, you know, the standard study series, Fenton was like, okay, you're ready to make your decision. So I was thinking about it for a week or two, and I woke up one Sunday, and I read this scripture. It says, it was very sporadic, you know. I read this scripture, and this is Acts 22:14. It says, "The God of our ancestors has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear his words from his mouth. You will be his witness to all people of what you have seen and heard. And now what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name." So I read that, and I was like, well, God is using me as his messenger, and I need to get baptized so I can start spreading the word to other people. So I got baptized on October 28th of 2018. You can clap if you want. So what I'm trying to do is trying to spread the word to other people, to help them fill this void, this emptiness inside of them that they try to fill through other things. They try to work hard. They try to do, like, drugs, you know? They're looking for it in relationships with other people, all this unwholesome worldly stuff, and I'm trying to help spread that to them, but I'm going to be honest, it's not easy, and I haven't really, you know, converted anyone yet, but I'm working on it, and I want to challenge all of you today to spread what you believe and spread your faith, because if Jesus is giving us this joy, then we need to be spreading it to other people so they can have it too. And so Jesus is calling us to get to know him and what he's done for us so we can spread the good news to other people and help them have fulfillment. So because of his death, burial, and resurrection, we're forgiven and we're no longer separated from God by our sin. And he is able to work through us to help other people and us live life to the full. And that's about all I want to say.
Okay, hi, good morning. I'm really nervous, so bear with me. So I was really just hesitant to share what I'm gonna share with you guys because I'm like, they're gonna look at me different because I'm known as the good girl, the church girl, you know. But, you know, that's not the case because, like Micah was saying, substances, I know about that. But, so I grew up going to church all my life. I grew up as a Kingdom kid as well. And I knew all the stories, and I knew that Jesus loved me, and, you know, I acknowledged all of that, but I didn't really choose to do anything with that information. So high school starts, and freshman year is great. I started studying with Jamie, love her. But then sophomore year came around, and I met new friends, and those friends, who didn't really turn out to be my friends, just led me to, like, keep going deeper and deeper into the world and just like looking for fulfillment in other things like drugs and stuff. And I don't know, it's really lonely. That's something that I can say. I felt really alone for a long time and I just felt lost and I didn't know that I was lost and I just had an awful opinion about church people. Carly, as my witness, she can tell you that I would always be like, I hate church people, they're so lame. Like, they don't know how to have fun. But God really changed my heart because, like, now my best friends are my church people, and I love them so much. I love my church family, and I don't know. I just think it's really cool to see how God changed my heart in that way. So fast forward to junior year, I started studying the Bible with Carly. Okay, we're going to backtrack. While I was studying with Jamie, my heart wasn't really in it, so it didn't last very long, but it was the beginning of my journey, so that's what counts. Yeah, so I decided, yeah, I'm gonna stop doing this because I don't want to, like, this isn't what I wanna do. I wanna go have fun, and the fun didn't last very long. I broke my parents' trust a bunch of times, and I just found myself, like, making mistake after mistake and just getting into more trouble, and I was like, you know, maybe we should try the Jesus thing and see where that gets me, because obviously this isn't working. So I started studying with Carly, and yeah, that went good. And like I said earlier, my heart changed a lot in the sense that I, like, hated a lot of Christian people just because I thought that they were really hypocritical. But as I, like, got more and more into my studies, I realized that I don't have to be that way too. Like, I can have my own convictions about things, and I can just, like, be my, like, find freedom within my faith. And so, yeah, so I have a scripture to read. Also, I got baptized. That's really cool. Okay, so I'm going to read Romans 8, 1 and 2. So now there's no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus, and because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. And I just really like that because I like how it says freed, and I'm all about, like, freedom and finding your own freedom within your religion. And I don't know, I just think that without Jesus dying for us, you know, especially dying for me, I would, you know, not be here, and my sin would kill me, you know? I was really deep in sin, and I just think that it's really important because now I'm where I'm at now. So that's all I have.
So the ushers are going to come around and pass communion, but let's go ahead and say a quick word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for bringing us all here today for this teen-led service, people who've come far and wide to hear us speak and sing and give our hearts to you. And please help us to remember what you've done for us and everything that you continue to do for us. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen.